So we all know summer is approaching, which is very exciting. Warmer days are coming. So fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. You can meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-created meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto.
Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals.
Make today the day you kickstart a new healthy routine. What are you waiting for?
With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have a new flavor to explore.
Crush your wellness goals this May with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust.
Make your day delicious from breakfast to dessert. Stay fueled with easy, nutritious options.
Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like shrimp and blackened salmon.
Keep your kitchen time to a minimum. Factor meals are ready in 2 minutes. No shopping, prepping, cooking, or cleaning up, which Lou hates to do.
I do. I hate cleaning up. Enjoy effortless support for your lifestyle. Choose from 6 menu preferences to help you manage your calories, maximize protein intake, avoid meat, or simply eat well and balanced, which just makes cooking and meal prep easy at home. Not that you're cooking or meal prepping, they've done it all for you.
Head to factormeals.com/common50 and use common50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off for your next month. That's code common50 at factormeals.com/common50 to get 50% off plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night, ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become?
Senua Saga, Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Hi, guys.
Hello, CCs.
We have some really exciting news for you guys.
We are working on our new baby, which we are so excited for you guys to find out about.
They're like, the new baby? What are you guys fucking cooking up? Well, we've got a new brand coming out soon, which we've been working really hard on, and it's really exciting, and I'm sure you've already probably seen the teasers.
But in the meantime, we are going to be revisiting some of our favorite episodes from over the seasons.
So if you missed one over the time, you might get the chance to listen to it now.
Or if you loved it the first time, you get the chance to love it again.
So we hope you guys enjoy our little walk down archive lane. And we'll speak to you guys soon.
We'll see you soon, dolls. We'll see you soon.
Love you all. Hello, welcome. Good morning.
Hope you guys are having a beautiful day or night, whatever time you're listening to this episode.
We have a very special guest on today. It is my little Lee.
Hello.
We've got Lee, Lou, and Sue in the house today.
Today we're going to be talking about some really important topics that I think every girl probably goes through once in her life, and that is body image.
If you're going through these body image struggles or with food, like genuinely reaching out, even like, so Eilish and I hadn't spoken in years and years and years, but I knew that she'd been through this thing, and connecting with someone that does have a shared experience can be really helpful, as long as it's in a positive way, not you're egging each other on in a negative way. And like, you've been someone in my life that's highlighted my still issues that I have.
I will still call Kat out and I'd be like, no, that's really negative.
Toxic. Because
it's that whole thing about good and bad food. Before you met me and before we spent so much time together, I know you still used to use that word. Like, that's a naughty food. You haven't used it in a very long time.
I know.
And I'm really proud of you for that.
I'm learning with mine because, you know, my thing is like, I've never experienced binge eating. I more than anything experience a lot of suppression, and like I torment myself about food.
Yeah.
And
it's something, you restrict a lot.
I'm a restrictor. Yeah. And like for me, it's like what you said, I still look at myself like I'm that person because I labeled that as unlovable. So it's like what you still see, and you're striving for this thing. But having, I think, someone and a support, whether it's a psychologist or someone that can help rewire the way that you view food, you speak to yourself, is what my path is now, is literally my self-talk.
Self-talk is so underrated. The way that you speak about yourself is insane in the way that it affects up in here.
Yeah.
And nobody talks about it. Nobody talks about how nasty you can be to yourself. Forget everyone else. Yeah. We can be
the worst.
The stuff I say to myself in my head.
No, horrible.
Unnecessary.
But you were like, I think being around you and someone in your life like calling you up. Because when I used to be like, oh, this is so naughty. Like, oh no. Like,
I wouldn't allow you to say
it. You'd just be like, no. Like you cannot use that language. And it's really just rewiring those little things that end up then making your brain be at more ease when you're in situations like that and stuff. Yeah. So yeah,
there's a really beautiful foundation that do a lot of work with eating disorders, whether it be from one end of the spectrum to the other, called the Butterfly Foundation.
Yeah.
And they are phenomenal at supporting people and finding crisis help and all of that kind of thing. And if anyone is struggling and feels like there's nobody in their world that they can reach out to, I mean, first and foremost, me. If anybody ever needs anything, I'm like, I'm such a big yes person. And I get people DM me all the time and we just talk and I voice note them and I'm like, hey, like where's this coming from? You know, particularly people who are
DMs be flooded after this?
Well, I welcome it. I'm about to have more surgery. So I'll be laying down. For 4 weeks.
She's getting her tatas done.
Getting more skin revealing.
I'm so excited for you.
But the Butterfly Foundation do a beautiful job at just supporting people. So if there is anybody listening that feels like they don't have that support network in their life, that, you know, there are people that can help them. And if someone is considering weight loss surgery, just know that you are no less of a person because you need medical intervention to better your life. Mm-hmm. And if you decide that you're very happy at a size 26, 28, all power to you, babe.
Yeah.
Live your best goddamn life, whatever that looks like. Mm-hmm. Actually, like, just do the goddamn thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And without going into it, I think it's really important for parents to educate themselves on this.
Yeah. Absolutely.
The way they talk to their children or the way they treat their child, if their child, you know, starts to become overweight, I think, or underweight, I think it's really important.
Or even nothing to do with weight as well, actually. If they've just got a negative relationship with food or, you know, you see your child maybe avoiding certain foods, be like, why is that the case? Do you just not like it? Or, you know, is there more to do with that? And that's why I really love the Butterfly Foundation, because they do a lot of work with parents as well. So if there's any parents listening that want to educate themselves more on how can I raise my son or my daughter to just have a bit more education, the Butterfly Foundation, truly, I'm like spokeswoman for them. They are brilliant at just those little educational resources that will help people.
One in five Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 your year to finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't actually help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. It's super convenient and helps you with actual conversation tips and tools so that you can learn how to order food, ask for directions, speak to merchants without having to consult language apps while on vacation. It can just give you that extra confidence when in a foreign country or a non-English speaking country. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/chaos. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/chaos, spelled babbel.com/chaos. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
I'm here with the beautiful Hannah, who is a, what did you just describe it to me as? I've already forgotten, a nutritionist.
Yeah, so I'm a registered nutritionist, but I would say that I'm more of a therapeutic nutritionist.
That's it.
So it's combining the psychology and the nutrition, because I did psychology first and then I did my master's in nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more about the psychology of food and mm-hmm. body image and the relationship you have with it, rather than just about what you need to eat, mm-hmm. off you go.
Yeah. For me, then I obviously lost a lot of weight. Like people, when I say to them that I've lost 35 kilos or 30 kilos or whatever since young age, they're like, they just don't believe me. They're like, I can't really picture it mm-hmm. as you being a chubby kid. But the way my brain views myself still is being that chubby kid, which is fucking mental. I realize like I still have such extreme body dysmorphia issues. And most girls that I talk to, like any of my friends that have also been bigger as a young kid or struggle with that, like we still view ourselves in that way, which then deeply impacts my eating habits. And I feel like over the past few years and like since actually getting smaller and losing the weight, I have on and off struggled with so many eating disorders. And like, I think people from the outside wouldn't expect that because I have a completely normal body now. I'm not anorexically thin. I'm not, you know, you wouldn't see that. And I think that's something about eating disorders that so many people, they go so unidentified and like, because they don't look the same.
Yeah, definitely. Eating disorders are not actually about physical appearance. Obviously, it then affects the physical body mm-hmm. in some different eating disorders,
mm.
but they're actually mental health conditions mm-hmm. and mental illnesses. So I think, first of all, it's amazing to hear your story and how much insight and awareness that you actually have built mm-hmm. over the years. I think it shows that you've done so much work into it yourself. But what you are explaining is such a common phenomenon with so many people that have been in maybe a different size body when they were younger.
Mm.
And it almost feels like you're trapped in that same kind of mind.
Mm-hmm.
And however much something changes, you can't quite see it.
Mm.
And actually, you don't really know what your body looks like. And that is so confusing because you're supposed to trust your brain.
Because some days I'm like, oh yeah, like, you know, if my clothes fit a bit better or something, I'm like, okay, like you must be, you know, smaller than what you used to be. And you can see in old photos, it's different. My thing is almost like, I think it's that feeling of the hatred I had, that the way people viewed me when I was bigger was like, I feel like people that have been bigger or been chubby, like I'm like, people hate fat people. I swear people love to just look at you like you're so much smaller or like you've chosen to be this way. And it's like, you have no idea. I would never judge someone for their weight because I'm like, you have no idea what they're going through. It's often an emotional response. And so I feel like my body dysmorphia is so linked to like the energy I would get off other people viewing me like that and like the way they would lessen me as a human because my body looked that way.
And then also when you then started to lose weight mm-hmm. and then people would praise you
mm-hmm.
and then if you're kind of going along that journey of maybe not having built that self-esteem, built that self-worth, that's going to be so much external validation.
Mm.
And then it's like, oh, okay, that person's now being nice to me. I'm getting a different kind of treatment. Kids at school are being nicer. Mm-hmm. I'm not getting bullied anymore. So it keeps it going. And that's when it can go down that really dark and dangerous path mm-hmm. where it's like, this is now what I've got to maintain. And that actually, for some people, might not even be where their body wants to be.
Yeah,
they're trying to force their body to be at
absolutely
a place where it's actually not happy because everyone is supposed to look different.
Yeah,
and diet culture, what you were saying about people hating on fat people, unfortunately, not for everyone, obviously, but for quite a lot of society, they have these really good and bad ways of looking at bodies. Mm-hmm. And that's what diet culture is ultimately. It's mm-hmm. a £60 billion industry. It's absolutely massive. And it's just basically profiting off people feeling vulnerable mm-hmm. about their bodies. So they keep buying into it and just constantly drilling down that mm-hmm. message of, if you're in a smaller body, you're going to be happier. You're going to be more successful. You're going to be more worthy, which just isn't true.
And you're absolutely right. I think it was like when I started getting the validation once I got smaller, it was like I'd never had, you know, when I was younger, I always felt like the ugly duckling and boys would say, well, lucky you've got a pretty face. And it was like, that's why I got into makeup because I was like, mm-hmm. all I have is my face and I'd wear long hair extensions to cover my body. And I was such a confident kid, but on the inside, like, I could never go to the beach.
And it does affect your quality of life, your relationships, your social life, quite literally everything.
Mm-hmm.
I think as soon as you can become aware, that's when you can start to actually make changes mm-hmm. with everything, really. If you're not aware of something, how can you actually make a change?
Sure.
If you've got support around you, if there's anyone that you know that you can just talk to and say, look, I'm struggling with this.
Mm-hmm.
I think then that can open up the conversation and then you can go on to actually find professional help because you don't have to suffer with it alone.
Mm.
There are so many things you can do. You can have CBT for it. You can have loads of different talking therapies for it. There are even forms of medication if somebody felt like they needed to go down that route.
Thank you so much for coming on and your advice, and hope you guys enjoyed this and, you know, all of your wisdom.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for talking about it as well, because I know you'll help so many people.
Yeah. All right. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
The headlines remind us daily the world is a dangerous place. The elites in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. And your gut knows that time is short to prepare for a world that is 4 missed meals away from chaos. My Patriot Supply has helped over 3 million families become more self-reliant and is the company Americans trust to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contain delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Secure at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200, plus get free shipping on all their Ready Hour 3-month emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. My Patriot Supply also has solar power generators, water filtration units, biomass stoves, heirloom seeds, and critical survival gear. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.